Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Friendship Peace Studies. Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Wednesday. It's September the 12th. We're glad you're with us. Hope you'll stick around for the next 10 minutes. We've got a couple of topics today. We're going to talk about an author that is coming to town, and then we're going to talk about dancing. I've got my dear friend Marie Robertson sitting right next to me. Good to have you, Marie. Now, let me start, first of all, with Russell Breifogel. Welcome to Radio Friends, Russell. And you were president of Peace Studies University of Missouri, right?
The Friends of Peace Studies.
Friends of Peace Studies, University of Missouri. And you're here today because an author is coming to town.
That is correct.
Tell me about this.
Andrew Bacevich, the author of Washington Rules, America's Path to Permanent War, will be here October 10th, 7:30 in the evening in Middlebush Auditorium. Mm-hmm. And he's a West Point graduate, 23 years on active duty as a colonel, and I think probably irritates people in the established military because he wants to make some changes because he really thinks we're going to have perpetual wars the way things are presently set up.
Mm-hmm. And that's somewhat unusual for a military person.
Yes, it is.
To step forward and say...
A West Pointer, no less.
Yeah. Hey, maybe we need to go in a different direction.
Yes.
Why does he feel this?
Well, he basically gives a nice history of going back to World War II and afterwards when we basically wanted to have a global presence, and I don't think anybody really argues that part of it, certainly to have adequate power to counteract any time we're invaded or endangered. But the third one, that is interventionism, where we seem to want to be everywhere in wars. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably the triad, and he's probably particularly objectionable to that one.
Mm-hmm. And he deals with that in this particular book.
Yes, he does.
Washington Rules. Then The Limits of Power. Tell me about that one.
Well, just in the fact that we have limited resources, we don't have endless economic strength to pay for all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And so he's obviously looking at ways to be more cooperative in the world with other world leaders rather than taking out all the responsibility ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And some people really do not want cooperation, while other people do.
That's true.
How do we bridge that gap? Now, your organization tries to do that,
we
correct?
Do. Yes.
How do you reach out to someone and say, it's okay to be friends?
Well, I think when you're looking at the structure of government, that what has happened over the years is the Defense Department has become extremely powerful, and it seems like the State Department and diplomacy has diminished. And so I would think if we're going to push diplomacy first rather than wars first, that certainly would be one opportunity.
What would President Dwight D. Eisenhower say if he were alive today when he gave his warning as he left office?
About the military-industrial complex?
Yes.
I think he would be horrified to the extent in which big business controls a lot of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, that you need to make money, and how do you make money? But maybe if we have a little war here. I don't know if that's true, but
I understand what you're saying. If people want to find out more information about this, or if they want to come to the lecture, what do they do?
They can contact Clarence Lowe, is the director of Peace Studies. Mm-hmm. I forgot to write down his phone number, but his email address is L, then small O, and then capital C. In other words, Clarence Lowe, but mm-hmm. At Missouri.edu.
Okay, or else you could simply Google Peace Studies, University of Missouri.
That's true.
And get information there.
Yes.
Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. The date, again, is?
October 10th, 7:30 in the evening at Middlebush.
At Middlebush.
Right. Okay.
And what day is October 10th?
A Wednesday.
A Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock.
7:30.
And it's free.
It is free.
All right. Russell, thank you so much for coming by.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Pleasure having you here. Now, stay where you are because we're going to talk about a lighter subject here now. My friend Marie Robertson. Now, do you two know each other?
We just met each other.
Oh, because you came in like you were old friends.
Well, that's we're like that.
Okay. Marie Robertson is one. You did. They did bonded in the green room before they came in. I thought you two had known each other forever. But Marie Robertson and her sister Maggie are the owner, along with your daughter, Melissa, own Dance Arts. And so what's going on with Dance Arts right now?
Well, we just started our fall semester, and
how'd the intensive dance camp go off?
Oh, it went great.
Yeah,
to talk about that.
That intensive dance camp, you get together, you get all the kids together in the summertime. You put tents up at some campground.
And that's not true, Paul.
No, I know it's not true, but you just dance.
And they did a great job.
Yeah, and then you had a performance showcasing it.
We had about 35 kids this year.
Wow, you've got your registration now, and really, everything that you do throughout the fall and the winter and the spring session all culminates with that big event
at
Jesse Auditorium in May.
Yes.
And I guess we've been coming to that for the past 8 or 9 years, but the first time...
And I appreciate it.
And we appreciate you too, Marie. But what I was going to say... The first time I came, I wasn't sure what to expect. Because you think...
I know, because you kept trying to get out of it.
I didn't realize it was obvious. No, but I came, and then you're looking at these dancers. I mean, it's as professional as anything I have ever seen, with the lighting and the fog machines and the little dancers and the big dancers. It's just outstanding, and this is what you're striving for as you rehearse and work with all of the dancers.
Well, we do have, classes for the adults that they don't perform. We have classes that are just boys.
Yeah.
And then we have college scholarships that we offer, too.
And you'll even do special dance classes like you did for Tom and Susan Gray.
That's right.
Tom
and Susan. Yes.
Tom and Susan learned how to dance.
Time for a comeback.
Exactly. They should be part of the spring recital. But if people want more information, how can they get in touch with you?
They can call us at 573-875-1569 or go to our website, which is www.danceartsofcolumbia.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you will just dance up a storm.
That's
good,
right.
Good people. Okay. Thank you so much, Marie,
coming
by. And thanks for being such a good friend through all of the years. Marie is one of these people that you're friend through thick and thin.
Whether you like it or not.
I do like it. I do like it. Tomorrow, League of Women Voters, and we'll find out about National Recovery Month. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison. And our assistant... Oh, you... Yaying for everybody, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Okay. We're out of time for today. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.